Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Zevachim, Daf Mem Tet Amud Bet. And as promised, this entire Shiur is going to be devoted from about three quarters of the way down of the Daf to issues of hermeneutics and how different systems of interpretation interact with each other. And what we're going to look at in this podcast is four systems of interpretation. One is Hekesh, which is the starting point here. And Hekesh is essentially juxtaposition, when two things are juxtaposed or are overtly compared to each other. That is Davar HaLamed BeHekesh. The second one is Gezeirah Shavah, when a common term or phrase is used in two different places to connect them. The third is Kal Vachomer, with which we're all familiar. And the fourth is Binyan Av, when one serves as what we refer to as the universal model. And the question is whether any of these methods can be used in tandem to create a daisy-chained interpretation. Here we go. Hekesh and Hekesh do not work together as a double. Imi de Rava, either because of the proof from Rava, from the Shor Sevach Shlamim, or from Ravina's proof about the Asher Metzora. Now, meaning, if you've inferred something via Hekesh, can it now leapfrog to another item and send that information across via Gzera Shavah? Toshma, Rabbi Natan bar Avtul Musomer, minayin lepricha b'bgadim shi'tohara. When you have tzarat in garments, and suddenly the entire garment becomes whitened, it is now tahor. How do we know that? The answer is ne'mar karachat b'gabachat b'bgadim, and ne'mar karachat b'gabachat ba'adam. The same terms, karachat and gabachat, appear in the context of tzarat of a person and tzarat of b'gadim. That is your gzera shava. Mala halan parach b'chulo tahor, afkan parach b'chulo tahor. So therefore, just like with the body, if the entire body becomes white with tzarat, is tahor, same thing with the begadim. Now, v'hata manala, now let's go back to the base. How do we know that parach bekulo tahor, dichtiv, meirosho v'yad raglav, if he has tzarat from his head down to his feet? V'itkash rosho l'raglo, l'regel, therefore his head and his feet are compared. Malan kulo afach l'an parach bekulo tahor. Just like if the entire head becomes, then the tzarat harosh is now tahor. Afkan kulo afach levan parach b'chulo tahor. Same thing with the body if it covers the whole body, which means that we started with a hekesh comparing tzarat harosh to tzarat haguf, and then from tzarat haguf I called by gzera shava to tzarat begadim, and therefore the same rule applied. Okay, which means now the answer is affirmative. And now, Amar Yochan, Machol Torah Kulo Meid Din Lameid Min Lameid Chutz Min HaKodashim. Rabbi Yochanan gives us a general rule, which is you can daisy chain limudim except for in the world of Kodashim. She'ein Danin Lameid Min Lameid. Why? De'im Kein Lo Yomar Tzafona Ba'asham. Therefore, the Torah would not have to say that you shech the Asham in the Tzafon, which it doesn't say explicitly, but Tati Bigzera Shava, the Koche Kochi Michataot, I would have learned it from Chatat. Right? So doesn't that teach you the opposite of what we just said? Which is that I could have used the Gzera Shava of Kodesh Kodashim Hu, which it says with Asham and with Chatat, and Chatat via Hekesh got Safon from Olah. The fact that it doesn't do that means Hekesh to Gzera Shava also doesn't work. Maybe not. The answer is I could not have done that because I would have said Chatat is Mechaper on Chavei Kretot, which Hasham is not that strong, so maybe Hasham doesn't need Safon. Kochi Kochim Yetirik TV. The answer is it does say Kochi Kochim an extra time, and therefore I would have learned that, which means now we seem to be saying in the negative, in spite of Rav Natan Bar of Tul Musa's Halacha from Tzara'at, that, at least in the world of Kodashim, we cannot go Hekesh to Gzera Shava. Now, Tavala to Hekesh, Chozer Lamed B'Kal V'Chomer. How about this? If you have something you've learned via Hekesh, can you then use a Kal V'Chomer to take it further? The answer is you can. That we had earlier in the fourth parak, where he said, if something which is not the same, Korban, Parva Sa'ir, and yet the Masim are the same, the Matanot inside, so certainly it's the same Korban, Parva Par, certainly it will be the same, and that original limud was done via a Hekesh. Okay. Now, Davala Hekesh, Mao Shalom, and Vinyanav, this is the fourth of the first set. If originally inferred something via Hekesh, can it then become a Binyan Av for others? The answer is maybe it couldn't have because let's see the following. The Torah never had to write Safona Be'asham, which it didn't, and we could have learned it as a Binyan Av from Chatat. Meaning, why did the Torah say the Asham is like an Olah? Isn't it to tell you that you cannot learn via Binyan Av from something that you got via Hekesh? The answer is no. So why can't you get an Asham directly from an Olah via Binyan Av? Why does the Torah have to say Hasham b'mekom ha'olah? So my time loati mishum deikal mifach malosh ken kalil. Because if I tried a Binyan Av from an Olah to Asham, I would have smashed it by saying an Olah is all Hashem. I would have done the same thing with a chatat. So therefore, this does not disprove our point. Something learned by Hekesh may be able to go together to further by Binyan Av if the Binyan Av works. Now, parenthetically, we say, by the way, I could not learn any one of these three from the others. Maybe if I had two, I could learn the other one. Meaning, if I only had, let's say, Olah and Asham, I could get Chatat. So, mehetete, which one could I leave out? Lo dichtav Rachmana Olah v'tete mechatat ve'asham. Let's say the Torah had only written explicitly that Chatat is b'tzafon, and then compared it to Asham, and not compared it to Olah. How would I figure out Olah? Halach sheken mechaprin. I would have said, sure, Chatat and Asham need tzafon, because they're mechaper. Lo dichtav Rachmana v'chatat. So, let's say it left Chatat out v'tete mehanach. After all, an Olah and an Asham all have to be male animals. Chatat, many of them are females. What if the Torah left Asham out? That's easy. I would have said, after Olah and Chatat, both exist as a Korban Tzibur. That is not true about an Asham. Okay, so therefore, I realize that Davar HaLamed B'Hekesh could go ahead perhaps to do a Binyan Av, but the Binyan Av here wouldn't work. Okay, now let's go to the second set. So the final conclusion on that really is a question mark. Second set, Davar HaLamed B'Gzera Shava. We did all four things with Hekesh. Hekesh to Hekesh, Hekesh to Gzera Shava, Hekesh to Kal V'Chomer, Hekesh to Binyan Av. Now Gzera Shava, we're going to go through the same four. Davar HaLamed B'Gzera Shava, Ashur HaLamed B'Hekesh. Can Gzera Shava then go Hekesh, the opposite order of what we had before? Papa, the Torah introduces the Shlamim by talking about Todah. Lamanu the Todah Shiva mina Maaser. We know that Todah can come from Maaser Sheini money. How do I know that? Because after all, Shlamim can come in Maaser, and that's via Hekesh. Shlamim to Todah are now Hekesh. How do we know Shlamim can come from Maaser? So we go find when Alan Dichtiv Sham, meaning in when it comes to talking about the celebration of Harival, it says Vizavachta Shlamim Vachalta Sham. And when it comes to Maaser Sheni, it says Vachalta Shlamim Vakoma Shivchar Shalkel, so Ken Shmo Sham. So the two words Sham connect and say, I can use Maaser Sheni money to buy Shlamim. And then the Hekesh of Shlamim to Todah tells me I can use Maaser Sheni money for Todah, which seems to indicate that I could go Gzera Shava to Hekesh. He says, but my starting point was Maser Dagan is Chulin. We're talking about in the world of Kodshim, can I make this work? Meaning, why do I care as long as one of the components is Kodshim here? It proves that within the world of Kodshim, I can use this system. Okay, and it works. How about a double chain Gzera Shava? Remember Chami Tanya. He says, yes, because Solat Murbechet, when the Torah talks about the breads that come with the Todah, it says Solat Murbechet, the Revucha, which is one of the four kinds of breads, is Solat, is fine flour. The modern Revucha Shaba Solat. Chalot Minayin, what about the regular Chalot? Now, Melomar Chalot, Chalot, they're both called Chalot, which means, by the way, we got a Gzera Shava. Now, Rikikin Minayin, how about the flat cakes? Tamalomar Matzot, Matzot. So it's now chalot, chalot, matzot, matzot, right? A to B, B to C via another common word, which means gzerah sheva to gzerah sheva works. And this is in Kodshin, this is about a mincha. Amalei Ravina, this is about lach mitoda. Imai de matzot, matzot, michalot gamar. He said, who says that it's daisy chain like that? The mafei tanur gamar. Maybe he learned matzot from mafei tanur, the kind of mincha that's baked in the oven, which itself says solet. So that doesn't prove anything. Meaning, maybe we didn't go A to B, B to C. Maybe we went A to B and C to D, and both A and C were original sources. Ela Amar Rav Tanya v'kirbo frisho v'hotzi. Talking about the chatat. You take out the innards and the dung, etc. You take it all out as a unit. I might think you burn it up on the deshin as a unit. Here in this korban, it says you pull out you burn it with the head and the feet. This is Parim Nisrafim. When it talks about the emurim of an olah, it says rosho chra'av. Malalan de Murim, all of the Olas are not Murim, but the parts of an Ola. Malalan de Nituach, just like the Ola, you cut up into pieces and put on the Mizbeach, same thing, you cut on the pieces and put on Beit HaDeshen outside. See, Malalan Befshet Afkan Nami Afshet, maybe just like the Ola has to be flayed here, maybe you have to skin it and flay it. Talmomer Kibo for show. Therefore, it says Kibo for show. My Talmuda. What does that teach us? Our Papa Kashemish per show be Kibo Kach Masaro Biro. Meaning, just like the dung is inside the kishkas, similarly, the skin is still inside. The meat is still inside the skin, and that's how it's pulled out. Okay. V'tanya Rebbe Omer Neamar Kan Oru Basar Uperesh. V'Neamar Lahalan Oru Basar Uperesh. The two connection. Malan Avdin Tuach Shlo Befshet Afkan Avdin Tuach Shlo Befshet. So just like in the case of one korban that's part of Yisrafim, you pull it out, you cut it up, but you don't flay the skin off. Same thing here, and therefore you see a gzeirah shevah to another gzeirah shevah will work. Now, davarim gzeirah shevah, moshe lemid b'kal v'chomer. Step 3. Can something learned by gzeirah shevah then move forward via kal v'chomer? The answer is, it can, and I can prove it to you via kal v'chomer. Nice irony. Uma hekesh she'enom labeb behekesh. Think about this. Hekesh to hekesh doesn't work. Imid Ravina Ravina are two sources at the very beginning. Malameh b'kal v'chomer, but a hekesh to kal v'chomer does work. Mitana Rebbe Shmuel, remember with the korban and korbanot shavim v'masav shavim. So gzera shavah lamedet b'hekesh min Rav Papa. So gzera shavah, which can teach us, just like Rav Papa said, meaning hekesh to gzera shavah will learn. Eino din shetalmid b'kal v'chomer, certainly gzera shavah is clearly stronger than hekesh. And hekesh to kavachomer works, so gzereshavet to kavachomer certainly works. Ha neichel mandit later a papa. That's only if you agree with Rav Papa's earlier limud. Mandit later a papa, Michael. But if you don't, what do you say? Ela kavachomer. We've got another kavachomer. Oma hekesh and melamed behekesh. Hekesh tekesh doesn't work. Ibn Ravina Ravina melamed bekavachomer tan Rabbi Shmuel, but it works via kavachomer. Gzereshava melamed it begzereshava chaverta, but gzereshav meaning hekesh to hekesh doesn't work. Hekesh to Kavachomer does. Gzereshava to Gzereshava does work. That we for sure accept. Midoram Barchama, the thing about the parish, etc. Or the chalot. Eno din shtamid b'kavachomer. Meaning, a system doesn't work with itself, yet works with the Kavachomer. A system that does work with itself certainly works with the Kavachomer. Good. And the last piece that we want to see in this second set is the problem of Gzereshava, Mahu Shilamed Binyanav, and the answer is Teiku. They don't have a solution. If you learn something by Gzereshava, can it then become a Binyanav? Okay, third set. Davar Lamed B'Kalvachomer. Mahu Shilamed B'Hekesh. Once you've got a Kalvachomer, can you then use a Hekesh? The answer is Kalvachomer. Of course you can. Uma Gzereshava She'ena Lameda B'Hekesha. Kmidi Rabbi Yochanan, after all, Rabbi Yochanan taught that a hekesh can't go to a gzereshava, melamed behekesh min Rav Papa, but a kalvachomer can, a gzereshava that doesn't work by a hekesh, but does work, it cannot be the recipient of a hekesh, but can then push forward for the hekesh, like Rav Papa said. Kalvachomer halamed behekesh, not Rabbi Shmuel, but a kalvachomer that can be on the second piece of the puzzle from a hekesh, and Odin Shalom made by a hekesh certainly can be on the first piece that goes to a hekesh. So again, anech lamandi later a papa, that only works if you accept Rav Papa's teaching. Lamandi later a papa, ma'ika lamemar, if you don't, then what? And the answer is teiku, we don't have a solution. Okay, second part. What about a kalvachomer to gzereshava? The answer is kalvachomer. Ma gzereshava she'ina lameda behekesha, midi Rabbi Yochanan, melamed begzereshava midi Rabbi Marchama. A gzera shava cannot be the second step after a hekesh, But it can be the second, but it can be the first step of Gzera Shava, as we saw. Kal v'chomer, halamed b'hekesh, natan rabbi Shmuel, l'din shalamed b'gzera Shava, so kal v'chomer, which can be the first step with a hekesh, certainly can be the second step. Okay. Can be belamed b'gzera Shava. Now, davar lamed kal v'chomer, ma'ushi alamed b'kal v'chomer. What about a kal v'chomer times two? It's just kal v'chomer. U'ma gzera Shava she'ina lamed b'hekesh, emidu rabbi Yochanan. Malamed b'kalvachomer kadamran. So kalvachomer, I'm the hekesh. M'tan Rabbi Shmuel didn't shall amid b'kalvachomer. Kalvachomer seems to be the strongest here, and certainly will work with itself. V'zeo kalvachomer ben kalvachomer. This is a kalvachomer that's the son of a kalvachomer. That's what we referred to. The answer is no. Ben benosho kalvachomer who? This is really two steps away. Kalvachomer. What's the real kalvachomer you want? Uma hekesh she'ino lamed b'hekesh. A hekesh that can't be the second part of a hekesh. But hekesh to kalvachomer works, like we saw. Kalvachomer halamed mehekesh to tanu Rabbi Shmuel, but a kalvachomer that can be the second side after a hekesh, like we saw, korbanot shavim, etc. Ein odin shalamed kalvachomer. Certainly kalvachomer. A kalvachomer is vizel kalvachomer ben kalvachomer. That's a kalvachomer, son of a kalvachomer. We get kalvachomer and the next step. Okay, davar amid b'kal v'chomer, ma'u shalamid v'nyanav. This is the end of the third set. Rabbi Yirmiyah toshma. The answer is malak v'nim tse trefa. If you did malika on a bird, and it turned out that it was a trefa, may or mer ena metam beit abliya. The bird is not metam beit abliya, just like a trefa, which you shechted and took it out of its tumat nevela. Rabbi Yehuda omer matam beit abliya. Now, Amar Rabbi Meir kal v'chomer. What's his argument? Uma nivlat be'mashem matam b'maga masa a regular nivlat behemas matam b'maga. When you touch it, shchita tamater treifa tamitumata. But if you shecht it makes it no longer a nevela. It might be a treifa, but it's not matame. Treifa is not matame. Nevelat of. But remember, an of is only matame of tahor. If it's a nevela, it's matam beit abliya. Shematam be magal masa, eno din shtei shchitatam. That means it's lighter tuma. Eno din shtei shchitatam teret treifatam itumata. So certain its shchita make it not a nivela anymore. Mazinu b'shchita b'mshemachshata b'achilata. So what makes it edible? It's shchita teret treifatam itumata. So af malika shemachshata b'achilas. So in the mikdash, instead of shchita, it has malika. And therefore, to taher trefatami tumata, that should also work. In other words, Meir is using a binyan av, first a kalvachomer, then a binyan av. The binyan av is shchita to malika. Rabbi Yossi omer dayak nivlat behemat tahora shchitatamatarata velo malikata. He says you could have to use the word the din of dayo and limit its scope to shchita and not malika. But either way, he agrees that shchita to binyanav will work. Sorry, kavachon to binyanav will work. Velohi hatam tehavehi mishchita techulin kaachan. Remember, it's all coming from shchita of chulin, and therefore it doesn't help us in our system of kodshim. So we don't know. Now, the last set is the Vala Min Vinyanav Mahu. Shalvei Hekesh. Can a Binyanav go to a Hekesh? Uvig Zera Shavu Kalvachom Binyanav. Now we're going to ask all four at one time. The answer is Pshot Miachad. We can only answer one. Mimne Ma Amru Lan Bidam Kasher. If a Korban is Lan, means lapsed, while it still has the Dam, it's still Kasher. Shrei Lan Be'imurin Kasher. Because after all, if it stayed overnight, with the imurin on it, it's still kasher. You can put the imurin up the next day. Lan be imurin kasher. How do you know that? Shrei lan be basar kasher. Meaning, we've daisy chained the binyanav. Yotzei, right? So, can you take it out? If it took it out, ho'il vi yotzei kasher be bama tame, ho'il vi yotzei kasher be bama. It works because, after all, yotzei doesn't exist by a bama. There is no yotzei, and therefore it's kosher. Tamei hoel v'huter b'avurat zibur. After all, tamei also has a point where it's mutter. Chutz l'zmano hoel m'ratz l'pigulo. That chutz l'zmano is also counts. Chutz l'mikomo hoel m'hukash l'chutz l'zmano. Chutz l'mikomo, chutz l'zmano are compared. Shkibu psulin v'zarku davan. What if psulin did Kabbalah or Zerika? So b'hanach psulin v'chaz avurat zibur. If they're tmeim who could do avurat zibur, then it works. Now, all of these things are saying that Lan Bedam is kasher, all basically a binyan av that comes via all of, that comes from these other binyan, from this other binyan av. Now, Chidanin davar shelo be'achshero midavar shebe'achshero. The answer is Tana mizot Torah Taola riba samichle. That our Tana, what he basically did was, from the word Zot Torah Ta'olah, says all the things are included. He's of the opinion that Zot Torah creates an umbrella of all the things together, and that's where he gets it from, so at least this one particular thing he's able to learn with the Binyan Av, which, by the way, in the final analysis of all of this, seems to come out as the weakest of the four Limudim, whereas Kal V'chomer certainly seems to be the strongest. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to go back to our analysis of the Mishnah in the next podcast, looking at Shiarei Hadam. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.